Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is up to great things. He's always looking for people he can be a blessing to. The Lord don't just look at us for work. He loves us. Every soul that can be won to him, that he can save, he wants to save. And when the Lord sends you out, it's because he wants to save people. He's not just out for people that can do something for the kingdom of God, though he desires everybody can. But when we get saved, the very life, if we just basically live the life of God, we're contributing to the kingdom of God. Those that live and those who are, it's a blessing to be mature in the Lord and to grow and to go forward. And I always talk about those things, but it's life. It's a living way. It's good. But there are those who, they won't seem to do outstanding things. But whenever you got another person willing to walk in love and integrity, not doing what men will call mighty works, but just living by love and integrity, that's a blessing already. And every individual that can live their life according to the wisdom of God, just living by their love and integrity, being kind wherever they go, doing their part, you know, that's a blessing all by itself. There's still a light in a dark world. And the enemy will fight that, but every part of our life, every part of our walk contributes to our victory as we obey God, as we live by love and integrity. Now, I know that's why I always say my relationship comes first. And the ministry will happen. There is effort to put forth, but that's life. It's not work. It's not like a labor. You know, I was listening to Joyce Myers one time. She said, "You got to work, but don't let it." She said, "Don't let it be something you dread." And the way she taught it, she said, When you do what you have to do with a good attitude and you put your heart in it, that takes the, and you don't have to dread it." And she said, you know, she just showed us how when you, as we work under God, we don't have to dread it and complain. And if you do that, anytime people complain, they wear themselves out. The Lord had to let Israel wander through the wilderness because they would complain and murmur. And the Lord warned them, don't complain. And they complained. And they ended up staying in that wilderness till they died out. If we dread the labor of love, we're not going to get too far in life. But if we go forward, what you speak will shape your future. Everything that you say contributes to what happens to you. Everything. Everything we say, whatever we believe, that's what we speak. Whatever we trust the most, that's what we speak. That's what we speak the most with dedication. Whether it's love or fear. But it's controllable. We can control our opinions as we strengthen our heart with God's word. And see, the easy way is to just fill your heart with God's word. Think about it as you go through your everyday activity. And you'll have a strength to run on. You're operating in God's strength when you fill your heart with God's word. And whenever there somebody has a need, something, and you've been in the Word of God, God will cause you to say what they need. You may not even realize it, but when you have a heart that just loves God, and you're willing to love God and His people, and you walk in integrity, you do what's right when nobody's looking. You do what's right when people are looking. You do what's right in the open. You do what's right in private. Not to try to make people look up to you, but because it's just right. That's the kind of person God can move, and he can bless them. And there are people out there, they want to do what's right. They want a good family, a good home. Their children, they decided when they get old, they're going to have a good home. They're going to love their children. They're not going to neglect them like people did them. And you have to desire life to appreciate it. If you desire it, you can have it. And God will help you. God is looking for people He can be a blessing to. Now, men, they want to put a price tag on everything. They don't. If you're not doing what they think you should be doing, they don't really want you to be blessed. But God is not that way. God wants you to be blessed. He thinks of everything. He ultimately wants to bless you. But when people have the wrong opinions, when they complain and murmur, God can't bless them like He wants to. Even if He did, it wouldn't work. Because when you complain and murmur and look at the negative, that's all you'll see. And when good things happen, you won't realize it. Your attention is distracted on negativity. See, one reason the Lord don't give us the spirit of fear is because that's an evil gift. And God don't give evil gifts. And in life, things happen, and the enemy will try to, in your weakest moment, in your most frustrated moment, the enemy will say, God did that. But one day, Kenneth Copeland said something that blessed me tremendously. He said, God will not do you wrong. And it just went deep in my heart. That was a rhema word that he spoke that truly did bless me. And I received it. And it registered. Sometimes the word of God, a good word like that, spoken by men of God that love Him, it registers. It can register. Now the enemy works in overtime trying to get us distracted so that we can't be the blessing to people that we could be. Satan don't want people blessed. And he will slander people. He tries to get people off track through all kinds of situations. And he does everybody this way. But when Copeland said that, it registered. And so the next time I was in a pickle and frustrated, that word came up to bless me. And the last broadcast, you know, we talked about how God moves by His Spirit. When He shares something with you that helps you, to help you go forward, it's foundational. And it opens the door for you to learn greater things. Every time God gives you something, every time He gives you a thought, every time you receive His word and are blessed by it, when you receive it in your heart and you speak it and do it, you learn something about that scripture that you didn't know before. You learn something about life you didn't see before. You even learn a new appreciation for people. You can see how God loves people no matter what. And you can encourage people at your will. When you do it God's way, you can encourage people even when you're not attempting to. And that's the kind of life that's powerful. That to me is power. That's by the Spirit of God. That is excellent living. And that's precisely what I desire to do. I don't want to live a raggedy life. I want to live a life that God can honor. And I want to live a life that blesses his people. I truly and sincerely want to do everything. I like seeing, learning. I like hearing from God. And I like being a blessing. And sometimes I'm in a rush to do it. Especially when I was younger. And as I was learning from God, I wanted so bad to be a blessing to people. And I would try to minister when people didn't want me to. But I learned something about from watching the Holy Spirit work through me and through others. He's a gentleman. He'll talk to me about all these wonderful things. And you want to share it because the word just bubbling up in you. It's life. And you're involved with it. And you want to share it. And then when people don't receive that the way you did, then you're tempted to be angry and puzzled. But people don't always see what you see. And I noticed that God is patient. He deals with people where they are. Now, if they got turned on to the things of God, they would appreciate it. They would have something to measure it by. They would be able to measure it in a greater way. But just because people can't measure things the way you do, and they don't see the facts that you see, you have to help them where they can receive it. Sometimes I don't worry about the greater things. Some people just want to get saved. If they just get saved, that'd be perfect. That'd be wonderful. That'd be a milestone. Some people are saved. If they just learn how to kill one problem in their life, they'll be so happy. And if that's as far as they want to go, I'd like to see them kill it and be blessed. Some people are afraid to be a minister. They are afraid. They don't know what to expect. That's for right now. That's where they are now. That's how they see it now. See, in life, you may want to go forward and do great works and do things, and your spouse, they just may want to be saved. If that's what they're happy with, enjoying where they're at. And the Lord can mightily work through your life the way you want him to. See, with God, he can do anything. They may not want to travel all around the world. And you might be willing to do whatever God wants you to do. Did you know that these days with modern technology, you can still preach all around the world and never leave your home? And sometimes that might be better. The Lord may not need you to go all around the world. Sometimes you have to thank God for what he gave you. Sometimes you have to thank God for your situation. Learn to appreciate what you have. Now, anything that's in our lives is able to grow. And when it comes to other people, they grow at their pace. And you have to learn to enjoy them where they are, just like you enjoy where you are. See, with God, you can do these things. You can do anything. I used to get frustrated because things didn't go the way I figured. And most of the times it don't go the way I figured or the way I thought it should go. But that's fine. But as I learn God's principles, I can do something. And I always talk about ministry, how the Lord showed me a problem. And people were not willing to follow him the way he was trying to guide them. If they had, things would be better in their life, bar none. it would be much better. It would be different. If the visions that I saw came to pass, a lot of people would be much better off right now. A lot of people. But they weren't willing. The Lord had to find. And the Lord let me experience this so I know what was happening out there. And remember, I didn't go out to every minister in the city. The Lord, he sent me to a manageable few. Those, so I could get a glimpse of what's happening. And these were outstanding men of God. In their own right, they were very outstanding. And they were a blessing. But it could have been much greater. And I know this. Because the Lord showed it to me. He helped me see it. This came to me. He brought it to me. He brought it to my attention where I could see it. So I decided, well, Lord, well, what will happen if I completely yield to the Lord and not partially yield to him? And I said, well, I'm doing all I know. But I said, but what if I could be doing more? So I didn't know how to change. I really didn't know how to do any better than I was doing. And I was working excessively, you know, trying to, so I could pay for everything I had to pay for, do everything. And I was working every day. And I was working on the weekend. And one day the Lord spoke to me and said, how do you want to live? And I'm like, well, Lord, I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to do. And I said, well, maybe I'm overdoing it. So I didn't know how to correct myself. I didn't know what was best. So I started confessing. I said, Lord, help me do better. And I started being specific and praying about things. I thought about how I wanted to be, and I asked the Lord to help me to do his perfect will. And then I changed my confession. It upgraded. My confession upgraded. I know God got my back, and I know that he loves me, and I know he wants to see me most blessed. Just like I want to be a blessing to others. He want to be a blessing to me. And with his wisdom, he can help me do whatever it is he want to do in an easier way, in a much less stressful way. So I started confessing that I would do all that's in his heart. And that way, I could obey him more and more. That way, when he give me a new piece of the puzzle, I can jump on it. I'll be more apt to do it in a better way. I could transition easier. See, you can position yourself to just cooperate with the Lord. The difference between success and failure, you know, if you want to have great success, all you do is change a few things in what you normally do every day. It's not hard. You'll be surprised how easy it is when you make the right adjustments. And the Lord will help us make the correct adjustments. And you'll wonder at what's happening. It's awesome. When you make the correct adjustments, it makes all the difference in the world. And things are better. He's still helping me make some adjustments. But listening to these broadcasts, it can sound like I'm all about work as under God. But that's just a part of life. Enjoying God is more important. And then as he provides revelation, just walk in it. Because it works. He's going to always take us forward. He's going to always be a blessing. And if he's doing a work that's fascinating to you, he wants to do a work that's fascinating in others also. But sometimes people are not going to, they're not going to respond the way you would. Others may not see what you see. But that's all right. God knows how to be a blessing. He knows how to help them. He knows how to help you. He knows how to show you what's up. He knows how to correct us and thrive in the joy of the Lord. Remember, The word of God is not just meat and drink, what we wear, but it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Enjoy Him. He can cause you to do what's perfect. He can cause you to say what's perfect. And enjoy people where they're at. Just like we enjoy our children at their levels. You know, if they want to, whatever they do, we're excited about our child. And we want them to excel and do great things. But we still love them wherever they are in life. Even if they fail, our love don't change. So how much more will God's love? God is happy if you saved. He's very happy if you just saved. You get to live forever. Don't you know God want to see the look on your face when you see all the planets and the stars and the wonders that He made? When you see angels for the first time, there's a lot of things God is going to rejoice about. When a person gets saved, they're going to be very happy. And right now, people may not grow and do all the wonderful things that men would appreciate. But eventually, in heaven, we're going to grow. We're going to become much greater. We're going to thrive in life. And it's going to be awesome. What we are now don't compare to what we will be. Even the people that right now, they may not be trying to grow and develop and do all the wonders of God. They're just glad to be saved. But in heaven, they're going to get to do all that. Everything of God works by love. And sometimes people, when people believe some of Satan's ways, they kind of blend it with God's ways, and that won't work. Everything we learn from the world system is failure. And we have to unlearn that stuff. See, God loves the little lambs just like He loves the ram. God loves little children just like He loves teenagers. God loves those that are wounded like those that are healthy. God loves those that are weak like those that are strong. When Jesus said that God would leave the 99 to get one, that just amazed the Jews. They thought, see, sometimes people who are high-minded, they cater to the strong. They like people that can represent them, that make their nation look good. That's how earthly kings operate. Some evil countries, they would kill everybody that had, I heard that Germany, anybody that had deformities, they kill them when Hitler was in charge. Anybody that was sick, weakly, anybody that didn't think the way that they thought, they just, you know, they killed. They murdered 6 million Jews. See, people of God know that God loves people of other cultures. He don't just love Americans. You know, I say that I'm an American. He loved people from every country. He loved people from every race. And He loved people of other races the same. No different. He loved the people that you love. He loved the people that you're bitter against. He loves the Democrats. He loves the Republicans. He loves the person you voted for and the person you hated to see win. He loves the people that's outright wrong. Now, He got to judge them for it, but His love don't change. And people have forgotten that fact about God because they're judging things from a worldly standard. The Lord loves the rich. He loves the poor. He loves the weak. See, sometimes people think some poor people think that God don't like rich people. And that's not what Jesus taught. Even the crazy rich people that love their riches more than God don't change His love towards them. He warned that rich young ruler. He saw his problem and warned him what to, and showed him what to do, which if he had done, he would have ended up even richer than he was. But his money would not have been his God. Jesus loved that guy. He came to him running and bowing, and Jesus just, you know, he loved him. Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he told him all the wonderful things he did. He said, do that. He said, but one thing you lack. Go and sell all you have, give to the poor, come and follow me. That would have cured him. If he could have obeyed God in that, he would have grown. That would have took him back to the basics, that God loves the poor just like he loves the rich, in a society where the rich were catered to. That would have brought him off his high horse. He would have found out that God values every life, like I'm preaching now. And he would have separated his love for that money that he had. His love would have been, and attention would have been on God, and God would have given him much more money to control and do the same thing with. What is the purpose of riches anyway? It's to serve. Now, if you're to serve, every extension of you will serve. But if you want to be like Lucifer, you're trying to figure out a way for everybody to serve you. You're wrong. God loves you. He still values you. But it's the wrong outlook on life. I'm not trying to be successful so men will look up to me. I don't need that. I work hard for people who can't hear the gospel. And for people that want it. I want my life to represent his life. He cares about everybody, so I care about everybody. And I care about everybody when it's not popular. Well, sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not. I may agree with one opponent, one candidate, and I vote for him, and half the country ain't gonna like me for that. But for my own personal reasons, I vote for him anyway. That don't mean I don't love the man, the other guy, or the other woman that lost. Now, let's say I voted for my candidate. And then I'm in the restaurant, and I end up meeting the candidate I voted against. And and God blessed me to have a conversation with him. And I tell him about the wonderful love of God. Now, I didn't vote for him. And I didn't want him to win. But in conversation, I get a chance to minister to him. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be kind to them like I am everybody else. And I will be honest. But that's just the way to be. But people, they think it's all right to hate people that you don't agree with. God, did God hate Pilate? No. He prayed on his before he took his last breath. He said he interceded for everybody. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They wanted him dead. He wanted them to live. He died for them in case they may change their mind. And it happens. Remember the story of Joseph? His brother sold him into slavery because they hated him. They couldn't say anything good about him anymore. What happened? They grew up. They repented. And the same man that they tried to destroy saved their life. And they grew. And they got back in unity again. That's the kind of life I want to live. That's what I'm after in this life. That can be done over and over again. Just because people have a weak and sour moment now, that's not the end of them. And hopefully they'll change and they'll grow and they'll relearn some things. That's what I'm after, and that's what God is after. Life is not always said easy. Sometimes you have to make choices. But in our choices, we can always love others. You know, God was willing to forgive Ahab. He delayed his demise. He delayed his judgment because he walked softly. Because people can change. If they can change and repent, they can live and not die. And that's God would rather have that than anything else. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Love everybody. Your love may be the very last thing that makes the difference for somebody, especially when they know they're wrong. Now, until next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.